Long time no boo. That's because children take precedence in my book. My son turned 16 last weekend, and I've had a parents' evening at the school where I teach as well, so I've kind of been up to my eyes in it. But it doesn't mean I've stopped zero crediting. For his sins, my son wanted a credit card for his birthday. We talked about it at some length and had a good look at the range of prepaid cards on the market. There's a great many more of them than there were a couple of years ago, I have to say. Doesn't surprise me, really. Increase in the number of people having difficulty in finding credit, number of people who want to appear solvent when perhaps they're not, and the ability to manage, quote-unquote, your money. Interestingly, Money Made Clear, the FSA government website, ran a little article about paying your state benefits or salary onto prepaid cards. I'm going to photograph the link for you in the website page for you in a minute. But they say, as I've always said, that what the issue is with these is the range of charges, because some of them you can get for free and you may have to pay a monthly service charge to actually keep the account running. Many of them have a range of different transaction charges. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't have a prepaid card, merely that you should shop around to see what sorts of things are being charged for and how that fits in with how you're going to use it. The most interesting thing for me, however, was that come what may, I was going to be spending somewhere in the region of £120 a year for my son to use this credit card. And I'm sitting there thinking, £120 is an awful lot of money out of a teenager's pocket money. So I thought, well, I can't really understand why we should do this, not least when what he most wants to do is shop on the internet. And I had a long, hard think about it. And I thought, well, maybe I'll go back and have a look at the cooperative bank, because they've always been very good to me, and maybe they'll have a prepaid card that isn't particularly expensive. Not a prepaid card in sight. What are the cooperative thinking? And I thought, well, maybe I should just look at the basic Cashminder account that's open to anybody with financial difficulty, including bankrupts. And lo and behold, the cooperative Cashminder account is available to 16-year-olds. So instead of having an expensive prepaid card that requires him to pay for transactions and so on and so on and so forth, my son will now have secure online banking, call centres open 24/7, a debit card, that's a Visa debit card, which is accepted worldwide, regular statements, standing order and direct debit facility, no overdraft, no chequebook, only needs a pound to open in it, must always keep a pound in it, and no monthly subscription charge. In short, he'll be able to pay any earnings from a little job that he gets over the summer after his GCSEs, and he will start to create a credit record. Normally you'd have to pay for that as an extra with a prepaid card, standing him in good stead for the future. So it's quite interesting, really, and I would say to any parent who is looking at prepaid cards to give their teen a little bit of independence, seriously, seriously look at a basic bank account. If you go onto the Money Made Clear FSA website, I'm a particular fan of the cooperative because I've banked with them for years, but there are many others. Barclaycard run a basic a bank account for bankrupts as well. And it's not just about for bankrupts. It is the most basic bank account. And there are a range of others. I may try and find a link to put into the tags later, because I'm running out of time here, I think. Right, what I'm going to do now is photograph the website that tells you about the charges on prepaid cards. And good luck with your basic bank account application. Bye.